There are stretches of the journey where the path seems obscured, where doubt creeps in like shadows in the night. We may find ourselves in the wilderness, grappling with uncertainty, wondering if the divine presence has turned away. But in the sacred pages of Scripture, we discover a timeless promise whispered through the ages, that God's hand is ever present, guiding us through the darkest valleys and the highest peaks. Today, my beloved friends, let's have intimacy with our Maker, that our God will show His hand in our life strongly, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Take, for instance, the story of Joseph, whose journey from favored son to slave to ruler of Egypt is a testament to the intricate workings of God's providence. In the pit of despair, betrayed by his own brothers and sold into bondage, Joseph could have despaired. Yet, even in the depths of his suffering, he held fast to his faith, trusting that God's plan was unfolding, albeit in ways he could not comprehend. And in the end, he emerged not only victorious, but as a beacon of hope and reconciliation for his family and his people. Or consider the tale of the Israelites, wandering through the wilderness for 40 years, their faith tested time and again by hunger, thirst, and the specter of their own doubts. Yet, through it all, God's hand was evident, leading them by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, providing manna from heaven to sustain them in their journey. Though they may have felt lost and forsaken at times, God was always there, guiding them toward the promised land. Even in the New Testament, we find echoes of this truth in the life of Jesus Christ Himself. In the Garden of Gethsemane, facing the anguish of His impending crucifixion, Jesus cried out to the Father, expressing His own human doubts and fears. Yet, in the midst of His agony, He surrendered to the divine will, trusting that God's hand was at work, even in the midst of suffering. And through His death and resurrection, He brought salvation to all who would believe, demonstrating that God's plans are not thwarted by the trials of this world, but are, in fact, fulfilled through them. So, as we navigate the winding paths of our own lives, let us take heart in the knowledge that God's hand is always at work, even when we cannot see it. Let us find strength in the stories of those who have gone before us, who have weathered the storms of doubt and uncertainty and emerged stronger in their faith. And let us cling to the promise that, no matter how lost or forsaken we may feel, God is with us always, guiding us toward a future filled with hope and promise. In the genesis of time, before the first light kissed the earth, God's hand moved with purpose and intention, crafting the very fabric of existence. Just as the opening verse of Genesis proclaims, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth," we're reminded of the divine artistry that birthed the universe into being. Picture a master artist painstakingly shaping each stroke of the brush, every detail imbued with meaning and significance. So too did God meticulously fashion every facet of your being, with infinite care and attention. As Psalm 139 verse 14 exalts, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well. You are not a random occurrence but a masterpiece of divine design, a testament to God's boundless creativity and love. Whether you find yourself standing tall upon the mountaintops, basking in the glory of the sun, or trudging through the shadowed valleys where darkness looms, remember this. You are never alone. God's handiwork is not confined to the grandeur of the cosmos. It is woven into the very fabric of your being. Every heartbeat, every breath, bears witness to the loving touch of the Creator. In moments of doubt and uncertainty, when the weight of the world threatens to overwhelm, take solace in the knowledge that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your life is a testament to God's purpose and plan, a living testament to His unfailing love. So let your heart be filled with gratitude and your spirit be uplifted, knowing that you are cherished beyond measure by the One who formed you with His own hands. Life can often feel like a maze, with twists and turns that leave us feeling lost and disoriented. Yet, in the midst of this labyrinth, there is a guiding light that never flickers or fades: God's hand. Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 offers us timeless wisdom, urging us to place our trust wholeheartedly in the Lord, to relinquish our reliance on our own limited understanding. Instead, we are encouraged to submit to His guidance in all aspects of our lives, with the promise that He will straighten our paths. Even when the road ahead seems shrouded in uncertainty, we can take solace in the assurance that God's hand is ever present, leading us forward. Through prayer and earnest seeking of His will, we align our steps with His divine purpose, allowing His wisdom to illuminate our way. Psalm 37 verse 23 reminds us that the Lord not only directs our steps, but also strengthens them, providing a firm foundation for our journey. In the face of doubt and confusion, we are called to trust in His guidance, for His hand is steady and sure. As we walk in obedience and delight in His ways, we can rest assured that He will never lead us astray. So let us anchor our faith in the unchanging truth of His word, allowing His hand to guide us through the maze of life with confidence and peace. With unwavering trust in God's guidance, we navigate the maze of life, knowing that His hand is our constant companion. In moments of uncertainty, we lean on His promises, drawing strength from the assurance that He is with us every step of the way. Just as a ship relies on the North Star to chart its course through stormy seas, so too do we look to God's hand as our guiding light in the midst of life's challenges. Through prayer and reflection, we seek His will, allowing His wisdom to illuminate our path and guide our decisions. As we journey forward, we hold fast to the truth that the Lord is faithful to His promises. His hand is not only our guide, but also our protector, shielding us from harm and leading us safely to our destination. So let us trust in His unfailing guidance, knowing that His hand will never lead us astray. With hearts full of faith and eyes fixed on Him, we press on, confident that He will make our path straight and lead us into the abundant life He has promised. In times of need, God's hand is our sustenance. Philippians 4 verse 19 proclaims, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus." Just as a loving parent provides for their child, God meets us in our moments of hunger and thirst. In the depths of our need, when hunger gnaws at our souls and thirst parches our spirits, God's hand is ever extended, ready to provide. Philippians 4 verse 19 resounds with the promise that, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus." Like a compassionate parent tending to the needs of their child, God attends to us in our moments of lack, pouring out His abundance upon us. Just as a bird does not fret over tomorrow's provision, trusting in the care of its heavenly Father, so too are we assured of God's loving provision. Matthew 6 verse 26 tenderly reminds us, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" In the face of uncertainty, this verse speaks volumes, assuring us of God's tender care and boundless love. Whether we hunger for physical sustenance, thirst for emotional comfort, or yearn for spiritual nourishment, God's hand is always extended, ready to meet our every need. His provision knows no bounds. His love knows no limits. So let us rest in the assurance that, through every season of life, God's hand will sustain us, leading us to green pastures and still waters, where our souls find rest and refreshment. When danger looms like a shadow over our lives, God's hand emerges as our shield and refuge. Psalm 91 verse 4 paints a vivid picture of divine protection, proclaiming, "He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart." Just as a devoted shepherd guards his flock from harm, so too does God watch over His children with unwavering love and vigilance. Even when the tempests of life rage around us, God's hand remains our safe harbor. Isaiah 41 verse 10 speaks directly to our fears, offering this unwavering assurance, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." In these words, we find comfort and courage, knowing that God's presence is our greatest defense against every threat. Like a fortress that stands firm against the onslaught of the enemy, so too does God's hand shield us from harm. His promises are our bulwark, our stronghold in times of trouble. So let us take refuge in His unfailing love, trusting in the steadfastness of His hand to uphold us and keep us safe. With God as our protector, we can walk confidently through the darkest valleys, knowing that His hand will never let us falter. In the depths of brokenness and despair, God's hand reaches out to us with redemption and restoration. Isaiah 43 verses 1-2 resounds with the assurance of His love and care, declaring, "But now, this is what the Lord says, He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you." In these words, we find solace knowing that God's presence is our refuge in the midst of life's storms. Through the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ, God extends to us the gift of redemption and forgiveness. Romans 5 verse 8 echoes this truth, declaring, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." In Christ's sacrifice, we find hope and renewal, a pathway to healing for our brokenness and restoration for our souls. So let us embrace the redemption that God offers, for His hand is always ready to lift us up from the depths of despair. No matter how far we may have fallen, His love is greater still, reaching out to us with arms of mercy and grace. In His hands, our brokenness is transformed into beauty, our despair into hope. So let us surrender our burdens to Him, trusting in His promise of redemption and restoration. In the darkest moments of brokenness and despair, God's hand extends to us with an offer of redemption and restoration. Isaiah 43 verses 1-2 resounds with the tender voice of the Almighty, declaring, "But now, this is what the Lord says, He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you." These words echo through the depths of our pain, reminding us that even in our lowest moments, we are not alone. God's presence is our refuge, His love our shelter in the storm. Through the sacrificial offering of His Son, Jesus Christ, God extends to us the greatest gift of all, redemption and forgiveness. Romans 5 verse 8 speaks directly to the core of our being, reassuring us with these powerful words, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." In the midst of our brokenness, God's love shines brightest, offering us a pathway to restoration and renewal. So let us embrace the redemption that God offers, for His hand is always reaching out to lift us from the depths of despair. No matter how far we may have fallen, His grace is sufficient to cover our sins, His love strong enough to heal our wounds. With every step forward, we find ourselves drawn closer to the loving embrace of our Heavenly Father, who longs to restore us to wholeness and completeness. As we navigate the winding paths of life, let us cling tightly to the timeless promise that God's hand will be evident in our journey. From the dawn of creation to the depths of our redemption, His hand is ever at work, guiding, sustaining, protecting, and redeeming us. Let us anchor our trust in His unfailing love and surrender to His divine will, knowing that His hand is intricately woven into the fabric of our existence, shaping our destinies and drawing us closer to Him with each passing moment. Dear friends, in the face of trials and tribulations, remember that God's hand is there to lead you through. His grace and peace are ever present, offering solace and strength in the midst of life's storms. May you find comfort in the assurance of His presence, and may His hand guide you safely through every challenge that lies ahead.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.